Whatever looks like a case that the enemy has been using against you, that case is sorted now. Before this day is over, it is evident that your captivity is torn.
God has commissioned Bishop David Oyedepo to preach the word of faith, liberating men everywhere from all oppressions of the devil. Get set for an empowerment that will enable you to rule in the midst of your enemies and subdue them under your feet.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Shiloh 2018. And I take dominion. Time, give God thanks for this privilege that we have to be in His presence, to receive His word again this morning. Will you give thanks unto His name? Give Him glory for all that you have received already, and thank Him for what you are getting ready to receive again this morning. Father, we thank you. Blessed be your holy name. For in Jesus' precious name we have prayed. Father, in the name of Jesus, we have come before you this morning. We thank you for bringing us into your presence again. For blessed is the one you choose and cause to approach unto you, that you may fill him with the goodness of your house. Therefore, today we are ready to be filled again. Let each one depart, O Lord, with a change of level. In the name of the Lord Jesus, we give you all the praise and all the glory. For in Jesus' precious name we have prayed. Somebody believe, say loud, amen. Give Jesus a big hand, and please, you may be seated in his presence. Hallelujah. This morning I count it a great privilege to stand upon this exalted altar here at Shiloh 2018. And this privilege is granted by God through his servant, who has been God's model to me in my pursuit of destiny. And for this and much more, I say I am grateful. Out of much that I have learned from him, we are going to be looking at a few things very quickly this morning. And I believe, God, that as these factors have affected me, it will affect you in a greater manner. In the name of Jesus Christ. The subject we're examining this morning is unveiling the dominion power of discipline. Unveiling the dominion power of discipline. From scriptures, we have been able to establish that God's original intention for man at creation was dominion. In the book of Genesis 1:26, the Bible makes it clear, God speaking, he said, let us make man in our own image and let them have dominion. So God has the original intention for man's creation as an intention for dominion. But we recognize that by the consequence of the fall of man, that dominion was taken. Man, who was ordained to rule over all things, found himself a subject of torment by the enemy. In Genesis 3 verse 14 and verse 19, we have that depicted there. However, when Christ came through redemption, he brought you and I back to the position of dominion. In the book of Hebrews 2 verse 8 down to verse 11, the Bible makes us to understand there. It said, thou hast put all things in subjection under his feet. It said, for thou put all things in subjection under him. He left nothing that was not put under him. He said, but now we see not yet all things put under him. However, we see Jesus, who was made a little lower than the angels for the suffering of death, crowned with glory, that he by the grace of God should taste death for every man. And verse 10, for it became him of whom are all things and by whom are all things, in bringing many sons unto glory, to make the captain of their salvation perfect through suffering. Look at verse 11 very closely. It says, for both he that sanctified, that is Jesus, and they who are sanctified are all now of one. He has brought everyone in Christ to the position of dominion. He has taken us from the position of subjection to the place of absolute dominion. And I see that dominion finding expression in your life in the name of Jesus. And this is why the book of Ephesians chapter 2 verse 5 and 6 become very important. Because the Bible tells us there, it said, you that was dead before in trespasses and sins, he has quickened together with Christ. And verse 6 tells us that he has made us to sit together and to be with him there in heavenly places. Where is that? Far above all principality and power and might and dominion and every name that